1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and of course, worldwide on the app and on the web at abq.fm. You need somebody for real estate? You need these folks. They're the best in the business. That's my endorsement of them, and I love Tego and Tracy Venturi. Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty here on this bright, beautiful Saturday morning in the month of May. It's time to get out house hunting, everybody, and the best way to start that is, of course, going to their website at welcomehomeabq.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com. How are my friends? How are you guys?
We are doing great, Eddie. How are you?
I'm excellent. And before we get started, there's that real estate hotline that people want to give a call and get a live person on the phone and get directed to the right places to go.
Great. So thank you so much for being here again. We so love being on your show every week. We have Rosalind manning phones again while we're on the radio.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait. We have him on our show every week.
That's right.
That's right. That's
How does
right.
that sound, Eddie?
I like that even better. How do people reach you on that hotline?
The best way to is give us a call. Realtor on duty is 933-6881. Most likely going to get Rose today. But Tego and I will be manning it too later. We'd love to talk to you and see how we can help you with your real estate needs.
Yeah, and this is the month for the roses, and the roses are in full bloom, and we've got a lot to talk about. 3D home tours, pets in the home sale process, and, of course, a lot of thoughts about, am I pricing my home? Do I need to cut my price on the home, or where do I need to be? Let's jump right into it, and I think it should be pets first. This is that time of year when everybody's out with their dogs or cats, and I didn't realize where we were in terms of our proportion of ownership for pets. The number is astounding.
Yeah. It is astounding, but we do see it. Now that you see the stat, you're like, of course, everybody has their pets here.
So the stat is New Mexico is actually number two with the highest percentage of households that have a pet in the country at 10%, which is pretty amazing. And I guess we see that, right,
Tracy? Two out of every three households has a pet.
Yeah.
I suppose a goldfish is a pet.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we think of it as dogs and cats.
And horses, I guess. You know, in New Mexico, we got a lot of horses and all that other stuff, too.
It's a very pet-friendly city. All of you that live here would know that. You go to Flying Star or other places, and they've got the patio and dog bowls everywhere. You go through Old Town, and people have their dog water bowls out by their businesses because people do have their pets with them.
I mean, we have the dog parks all over town.
Correct. So we have helped folks find houses before that have their criteria of making sure it's pet friendly or near a pet dog park so they can let their dog run off leash. You know, most people, when we work with them, if they have pets, their criteria really involves the pet, right? They don't waver from needing a backyard.
It's interesting because so National Association of Realtors, who does studies on everything, they did a study on pets in the home, and they found some things that were pretty fascinating. So if you're selling your home, one of the things they found is that 89% of pet owners say they would not give up their pet due to a housing restriction. You know, so they're willing to sacrifice other things to make sure that their pets are accommodated.
Sorry, I've got a sidebar here. It's kind of funny.
For it.
So we have three dogs, one of which was a client of ours that was moving out of state. They were moving to Florida, and they went house hunting and asked if we could watch their dog for a week. So we did. Don't ask me again, anybody. But they didn't come back for their dog, and we ended up with their dog because they called us and said, really sorry, because they actually had three dogs. We only watched one, and someone else watched the other two. They bought in a neighborhood in Florida that had a two-dog restriction.
Right.
And the other two were their favorites, so they never came back and got their other dog. So that's where we got Mimi.
Yeah, and we love Mimi. She's great.
A great dog, but
so
yeah.
get some of these other stats, Tracy. 81% of Americans say their pets play a role in their housing situation.
And that is so true.
Yeah,
so
we
true.
See that.
I show houses, and we're always looking to make sure it works for their pets, whether it's cats, dogs. We actually have a property listed that we're going to be talking about, I believe, that's got a catio, we call it. It's
a catio.
Screened-in patio that's for the cat.
Yeah. So a cat can be outside, but not be outside.
So 31% of animal owners have refused to put an offer on a home because it wasn't a good fit for their animals.
Can you imagine that?
Absolutely, I can.
Yeah, I know. We see it all the time. So that's the whole point is people really do make housing decisions based on their pets.
And 19% of Americans say they would consider moving for their pet. 12% have moved for their pet. So it was a different take on this, Tego, is we know people sometimes move out of neighborhoods because there's just too many barking dogs or too many roosters crowing or, you know, other people's pets that annoy them and they've just had it.
I think people need more interaction with more people at this point. But that's my own personal preference. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt about that, Eddie. But you know, you have Starbucks, and you know, and it's, you know, we really, really
we
consider pets as part of our families
now. They're people.
Now.
They're people. Yeah. I mean, we can't fault them. And
I wonder how many pets, like dogs, cats, sleep in people's beds and sleep on their couches. Right? Think about 30 years ago. I know I'm dating myself, but. Pets never got on furniture. Pets never slept in bedrooms. You know, things have changed.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. By the way, you can reach the Realty Group of the Venturi Realty Group directly at Tego
933-6881 or online at welcomehomeabq.com.
And that just website. Go ahead.
No. Just one last stat on the pet thing, and we can go back to that. The it says 91% of pet owners ranked having a fully fenced backyard as one of the most important features for them in their home purchasing for their pet. And so, you know, it's a big, big thing.
And that's a really interesting stat because this is not a New Mexico study. This is National Association of Realtors. But you go places like Minnesota, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah.
They don't have fenced-in backyards. All the backyards just join in the lawn mowing, you know, that they do all summer long kind of ends at their property line. But having a fully fenced or walled-in really is what we mostly see here. Backyard is very local, so I'm intrigued by that stat. But anyway, let's get on. We've talked about pets long enough, right?
No, it's just an interesting thing, and you know, you think about all the different pieces that people consider in the home purchasing process. And one of the reasons it can be so stressful, right, Tracy, is there's just so many things to consider, and there's just another one.
Pets is one of them. You know, people have hobbies, they have children, they have schools, they have crime, they have all sorts of things that are important to them. They have bad knees and backs, they may not want the master up. You know, so many things that come into play when we're working with our buyers to make sure we get them the right property. And focus on what's really important.
Yeah. So, Tracy or Eddie, you started to say something about our website.
The website, welcomehomeabq.com. And I think this is a fascinating thing because oftentimes people, you know, want to be first. And sometimes, you know, you've got children, you've got families, you've got obligations. And now you have a great thing where you can do 3D home tours. This is exactly the type of thing that people need so that they can walk into a house because you can do so much of the work ahead of time. So now the 3D home tours are now available.
They are. We just recently purchased the technology, not cheap, to do full 3D home tours where you actually can really walk through the home.
Hooray.
So, Eddie, room by room.
You'll recall a few weeks ago we were in San Diego networking with about 200 of the top realtors from around the country in Canada.
Yeah.
And just kept talking to folks that have Matterport cameras and decided we just really needed to pay for it and get it done. And Tego and some others on our team have been Matterporting 3D imaging houses. And I know
so Matterport is the name of the technology. It's a camera as well as the software technology to create these true 3D immersive environments.
So one of our homes of the week is on Camelback in Seven Bar neighborhood. It's amazing, right?
Nice.
The Camelback virtual tour is one of the first Tego did with the camera, which, you know, I'd like to say that he's really smart and he figured out how to use the camera. I think that it's a combination of Tego really smart and the camera being very good and intuitive.
Camera's pretty darn smart, but
let me take you through it.
4227 Camelback Road Northwest.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. Let me kind of help the because the listeners through this.
Right.
So
right.
I clicked on the link. Very simple. And I got kind of like an oblong look at the whole overall home plan when you start. And then so I saw the whole floor plan, which is something that you don't often see. That already is an advantage. And then I said, it says tap to explore this 3D space, and it gives you rotate, zoom, or move. And so I just click on, and I'm literally moving, folks. through the house, I'm looking at the beautiful study that's there. I'm looking at the roof, the ceiling, and I'm looking at the hardwood floors, which, by the way, are just absolutely gorgeous. And
it
I'm
is,
doing
isn't
all,
it? Yeah.
all of this yeah. directly, by the way, perfectly merchandised as well, because now you can envision yourself in it with the lighting and everything. And now I just click as if I'm walking through it. I point to where I go, and now I'm walking to the living room. And in the living room, now I'm looking at the couches, by the way, beautifully decorated, beautiful fireplace, looking at the ceiling. Now I get to see the ceiling lights, and then there's the dining room table. Oh, and I'm looking at the French country kitchen with the marble. Wow, what an unbelievable a kitchen island, and then the refrigerator, and then the bricks on the interior. This is a beautiful. And so now I'm just literally tapping on my mobile phone, which is an iPhone, and I can tour the entire home. This technology is unbelievable, guys.
And that house is pretty incredible. It's only $329,999, and we put it on the market on Thursday night. Friday, we had three showings. We're expecting several offers today. It's a phenomenal home, and we'd like to hope that the Matterport camera really helped get people in there.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting about this, Eddie, is one of the restrictions we've had with home showings is, you know, photographs can only do so much. You know,
Correct.
A flat, two-dimensional photograph can only do so much. You can't really visualize the space. Now with this technology, and my prediction is it's just going to be commonplace in the next 10 years in real estate.
So I know we've got to go to the break, but go ahead.
You guys can continue. I won't take you along.
Sorry, Tego. So you know the VR glasses, the virtual reality glasses?
The goggles.
You can put your phone in the goggles and watch this tour. It's amazing. So I put the goggles on for the first time, and they had the tour there. And I went to the stairs, and I kind of clicked to go. When you look with your eyes and it puts the circle on the circle, it takes you there because your eyes are looking there. It's really cool. So I got on the stairs, and I turned around, and I went, ah! I was looking over the stairs. It scared me. It was
You're
so funny.
Fall down. Yeah.
It was so virtual and so real. I was there. It was crazy with those glasses on.
So there are three bedrooms in this home located at 4227. And, folks, there's still time to get involved maybe on this home on the Saturday edition of the Venturi Realty Group's Welcome Home ABQ.com. 4227 Camelback Road. This is in the 7 Bar neighborhood. Is that correct?
Correct. 7 Bar North.
Yeah, so we're looking at 7 Bar, which is a very desirable location. I walked all the way upstairs. I looked at three bedrooms upstairs, which is absolutely gorgeous. I got to see the ceiling. Literally every part of this house is shown through this 3D. To your point, Tego, that you can only do so much with just flat pictures. This takes you on a complete tour without you even leaving. You don't have to schedule. You don't have to meet somebody. You don't have to do anything. It's all right there, including the front and the back yards.
Yeah, pretty cool technology for sure, Eddie. And I'm excited about it because it really, like I say, you know, you and I talk about the whole merchandising of homes.
We're doing it right now online.
Yeah, and so now this is just taking it to the next step in technology.
This is awesome.
Over the years, we've been so privileged to help so many military families moving here and PCSing mm-hmm. to the Kirtland Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of those folks don't have a tour. They come, they don't get to visit. They come and they've already bought their house. And we, you know, do everything we can so we can FaceTime through houses and things. But what great technology for those folks that don't have the opportunity to come and visit before they buy their house.
Now, Tracy, I think you would agree with this statement. You can now buy this house sight unseen, but seen online with the Matterport technology. And before you do so, you can go ahead and visit the website directly at welcomehomeabq.com or dial them directly with the realtor on duty hotline. That number is
933-6881.
Quick break. We're going to have a short segment in this next one. We went a little bit long, but this is very important technology, and it's the way that you want to go ahead and merchandise and showcase your home directly online. Back in a quick second right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm. AM 1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. The Real Estate Hour continues. Second segment, the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty, 933-6881, 933-6881. And I am a big believer in this unbelievable technology, which showcases your home directly online in a 3D manner. It's called Matterport, and you can look at it at the 4227 property, Camelback. That's in Seven Bar neighborhood, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. This is the way to showcase and merchandise your home. And I'll tell you, you cut through some of the riffraff a little bit as well, Tego, right?
That's a really good point. Sorry, you said Tego, but I was thinking there's a lot of people who say, well, why would I want to do that? Because maybe less people will come and see my home. And we said exactly, you know, a lot of people spend an hour, 2 hours shining, polishing their house and getting it ready for a showing. And if the house isn't going to work for them, a prime example, we have one-story houses, but we have people who don't want even one step. You spend 2 hours getting your house ready for a showing, you leave, you take the dogs, you go to Starbucks, you're waiting for them to see your house so you can go back, and the showing feedback says didn't work because of that one step down into the living room, and you're going, oh, wow, what a waste of my time. Well, you know, the 3D virtual Matterport tour through the house will keep that from happening. So everybody who shows up to see that house is a true, I want to see this house. This house works for me.
Exactly. Instead of volume of showing, it's quality showings. And again, like you said, it's stressful for somebody when they're living in a home to show their home. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is. So Tracy, I wanted to just talk about another subject here. There was something in the Business Journal this week. They pulled a article or a study from Trulia regarding price reductions and the number of price reductions that are happening in our market and so on. I thought it was interesting, but I typical me, I read a story and I go, this is something doesn't add up here. Aside from that, I did go back and look at our market and price reductions, Tracy.
What did the story say?
Well, it said that about 10% of the homes had a price reduction, and I just thought that's not right. It just does not add up, and they're saying that it's down from 11% last year. So what I did, Tracy, is I went back and let's just take a look at April. In April, there were 1,094 homes. Let's say 1,100 homes that closed and sold in just last month in April. 387 of those had at least one price reduction prior to selling and closing. So that's a 35% of the homes on the market, or the homes that closed, had a price reduction. And so I just thought it was important to at least mention that, because it is a common thing, right, Tracy?
Right. So, you know, a lot of times when we meet with home sellers, we're going, you know, we can test the market, but we'll know very quickly if we're too high and we need to price adjust. The market will tell us if we're in the right price range or not. And most people want to push it. Most sellers want to make sure they're not leaving money on the table. And we do know that most houses in our market do also sell, you know, it varies by neighborhood, but typically 3% off list price on top of that.
Well, it's interesting. So exactly, it's actually almost down to 2% now. So if we look at homes that had no price reduction, the discount off of list was only about 2%, 98% of list price. Homes that had a price reduction, one or more price reduction, they ended up only selling at about 93%.
Of '17.
That's
staff.
Just the April number. Right. Just, you know, because I have it right in front of me.
So that's a really important number if you're thinking of selling your house that we really need to talk about, because we're going to put together the pricing strategy. You're going to come up with the price based on the market data we're sharing with you.
Right.
But, you know, starting too high, you probably won't end up too low.
Well, there's been a lot of studies over the years about that, Tracy, and you know that, where they say homes that were listed originally at a too high of a price and have to do multiple price reductions probably in the end end up netting less than if they would have hit that number right on. And, you know, there was a study I was reading not too long ago. I'm all about studies, it seems like, in real estate these days. And it had to do with what do sellers want most from their realtor. And the number one thing, which is obviously, and it should be, is honest and trustworthiness, right?
Right.
And then the number two thing was helping them determine market value. And sometimes those conversations are hard, right?
Yeah, they can be because, you know, we love our homes and we saw that the neighbor's house sold for a certain dollar amount. And it may not be apples to apples, but it's kind of our reference point. So it's sometimes hard. So we look at the data, and not every neighborhood is cookie cutter.
And it's not an exact science, right? Especially right. In Albuquerque, we have some of these, let's call them eclectic neighborhoods, right? Where, you know, you've got a mix of type of properties.
Right. So
home of the week.
Let's
go to home of the week.
We've got to a different home of the week. We've talked about Camelback quite a bit, but we want to talk about 3339 Central. And it's number 320, and it's that beautiful condo complex right in Nob Hill on Central Avenue. I think we talked about it a while back, but we're going to get a Matterport tour of it, right, Tegan?
Correct,
so
we are.
That 3D tour, so it'll be out there. But it's a really phenomenal property listed at $399,900. Two stories, two levels, very, very high-end, beautiful, lock and leave. And it's a very interesting condo for Nob Hill because they actually have garages where a lot of them don't. So this one has, you know,
parking in Nob Hill. Can you imagine that?
It's got a whole row of detached garages, and the garage that happens to go with this unit is probably the nicest one that exists there, and it's extra deep and extra tall and extra storage and just gorgeous. But if you're thinking of a nice lock and leave or a lower maintenance kind of property, check out 3339 Central, number 320. We'd be honored to show it to you.
Well, if you're thinking about the Carlisle, not to pick on the Carlisle, the condo complex
Kenny
Hincus's place that burned, and they're rebuilding it. But you want to go now, we've got something for you. It's ready to go.
That's right. Just a block away.
Right down the street, right down the street. So one other article I wanted to hit on, Tracy, or a story I saw, regarded housing shortages. There's a lot of discussion around the country these days at a national level about shortage of homes for sale.
You know, we were talking with some clients last week about this because during the last few years, there was a lot of stories that said home builders had stopped building, so we got behind. And they really cut down on how many houses they started. And I'm not so sure that's true in Albuquerque because we know of a lot of neighborhoods and a lot of home builders that did keep building, and they've been very successful at it. But, you know, it all contributes.
It does. And there was the National Association of Home Builders, they have a housing market index, which tells us what the confidence is of the home builders. And now the home builders feel very good about the market. However, that what they're seeing is a trend from the kind of more higher, let's say mid to higher expense homes to more moderately priced homes, because they do see that there is a demand for those homes. And we see that here in Albuquerque.
You know what? Storm Cloud by Pulte, our good friend Holly Rorick's there. She's one of the salespeople there. They just opened that up probably a month or so ago.
Correct, yeah.
And they've got a trailer on site. They're just crushing it, selling lots. They don't even have a house to sell yet. And they're going to be sold out much quicker than they thought. But their first entry-level price there is $206,960 or something like that. So it's a beautiful single-story, three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage. But that's sort of what we see now. It's hard to find new construction anywhere in the metro area below $200,000. Right.
No, it is. And you know, nationally, the inventory is low. And I think, I'm not sure what the national number is, but here in Albuquerque, it's a 3-month supply, which, you know, they call a balanced market, somewhere around 5 to 6 month supply. And we've been below that for quite a while, especially in those more moderately price ranges. Right,
yeah.
Tracy?
I sure wish we had home builders that were building in that 150 price. We could sell a lot of houses.
We sure could.
They sell out before they break out of the ground.
They would. You know, that's what's happening at Storm Cloud.
Starbuck got excited. Sorry.
That was exciting.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Talking about pets.
Rounding up our pet show here on, of course, this is the Venturi Realty Group. You can find them directly at welcomehomeabq.com or dial them directly right now, 933-6881. That's 933-6881. Thank you both for doing everything that you do. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for being my realtors. And most importantly, most importantly, this is the time, folks, to get out there and find a home and do it on a 3D tour. Take a look at this technology. If you're ready to sell, there's a shortage of houses out there. Get together with Tego and Tracy, merchandise your home, and get people into your home virtually online. Thank you both for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Talk to you soon, Eddie. Thank you.
See you both same time, same place next week right here on AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM. And, of course, worldwide on the app and on the web at abq.fm. Stay tuned. Lone Star Home Loans is next.